In American Viewpoint 11.
Let me first start by saying I am absolutely, positively against tipping. I was born and raised in the United States, and very few things about my country bother me more than having to pay someone to do their job. Isn't that their company's responsibility? Back in America, I frequently got into arguments with my parents about tipping. I did it, but I complained about it nearly every time. If the service was extraordinary, I didn't feel so bad. But more often than not, the service was ordinary or worse. Even in these cases, there is pressure to leave a tip for the waiter or waitress. We don't tip teachers for teaching lessons to our children every day. We don't tip the mailman who brings our mail even when it is stormy or rainy outside. Why not? If we're going to have this kind of system, then why not do it for everyone who provides a service? Restaurants argue that tipping allows them to keep their costs down and makes meals cheaper for customers. But is this really true? There are cheap restaurants in America, and there are expensive ones. It seems to me the only costs they are trying to keep down are the labor costs. As for the question of how long tipping in America will continue, well, that is anyone's guess. Corporate America is very powerful, and they want to keep wages low. As long as that continues, tipping will also continue. After having lived in Japan for a number of years, I have noticed something. The service is better here. Yet, in America, a tip is now expected. So there is no incentive for the employees to do good work. A tip should be an option, not an obligation. Tipping is an out-of-date American custom that should be stopped.